Brandt gazed out upon the Polish countryside. Among the thick trees, there were a few that were just starting to bud, which looked like small flowers growing on all the bare limbs. As far as his eyes could see, there were rolling hills covered in lush green grass and scattered with patches of bright yellow forsythia, all swaying gently in the wind. Even with this beautiful view, he still couldn't find the inspiration he needed to write his sister.
"Corporal Brandt,"
called a booming southern voice. The corporal turned to see a staff sergeant approaching through the small village. He was clearly hard-boiled, wide shoulders, barrel-chested, and towered over most of the other soldiers. Despite being completely white-headed, there were no other indications of his age. Then again, his hair could have changed from his experiences in the war. Whatever the reason, he wasn't a man of whom anyone would want to go toe-to-toe.
"Sir,"
the corporal greeted as he stood and saluted. The staff sergeant returned the salute, then put his hand out for a shake.
"Easy with the formalities. I don't want some crowd getting an eyeful of who's in charge around here."
"Of course, sir,"
Brandt said, taking hold of the offered hand.
"Sorry, sir." "No worries. I'm Staff Sergeant Welsh. You get settled in?"
"Yes, sir."
"Good. Come with me. I'll give you the grand tour."
The staff sergeant turned, motioning for the corporal to follow. Brandt grabbed his M1 Garand leaning against the pile of rubble, threw it over his shoulder, and shadowed Welsh as he headed toward the village.
"I doubt you'll need that,"
said the staff sergeant.
"Things are pretty quiet around here. Can't see this place from any of the transport roads. Krauts have no idea where..."
Welsh's sentence was cut short by the sound of distant gunfire, followed by the panicked shouts of men. The corporal peered over the staff sergeant's shoulder to see Nazi ground troops rushing the front of the village, shooting down the surprised soldiers. It was an ambush. Welsh spun to face the assault, but before he could give any commands, he was hit twice in the chest. One round managed to exit out of his back, sending a pink mist into Brandt's face. As the staff sergeant's body collapsed to the tall grass below him, his blood beaded up and ran down the corporal's cheeks. There wasn't time to let the shock of it all wear off. He had to do something, but he couldn't. For the first time since he was thrown into this war, he was frozen.
"We gotta move!"
cried out a soldier running toward Brandt. His uniform was labeled with the name Jones, and the patch on his shoulder showed that he was a private first class. The soldier grabbed the corporal's collar and dragged him toward the village. The sounds of bullets whizzing by and ricocheting around them were overwhelming, but once Brandt caught a glimpse of a Nazi through all the gun smoke, he snapped out of his daze. After yanking his arm out of Jones's grasp, the corporal took aim with his rifle and fired, killing the target with one shot. The PFC next to him lifted his Thompson and took down another couple of Nazis, which got the enemy's attention. They turned toward the two Americans and began firing in their direction. Both Brandt and Jones darted to find a safe spot from the flying bullets, spotting another one of their men waving them over to the side of a house. His name was Schulman, another PFC. As they headed his way, Schulman provided them cover fire with his sidearm until they got to his location. That's when Brandt spotted a couple more of their soldiers running across the battlefield to join them.
"They need suppressive fire!"
he yelled. The soldiers leaned out from both sides of the wall and concentrated their gunfire on a group of Nazis. The first to get behind the wall was Private Hodge with his M1 service rifle. The other was filled with holes before he could even come close. As everyone returned to cover, Jones shouted over the overbearing sounds of combat.
"They came from fucking nowhere!"
"Any idea how many are left?"
asked Schulman.
"How the shit should I know?"
replied Jones.
"I counted 8 left."
Hodge's voice quivered while he stared at the lifeless bodies of the U.S. soldiers nearby.
Pretty sure there's only 8.
"We'll need better than pretty sure,"
said Brandt.
"Pretty sure is all I got."
Before they could discuss matters any further, a stick grenade landed near Schulman's feet. All of them dove down a nearby slope, the explosion barely missing them. Jones and Brandt wasted no time returning fire, but as Schulman tried to lift himself off of his stomach, a shooting pain went through the back of his left shoulder. He looked to the source of the discomfort to see a small bit of wood protruding from his flesh. He let out a scream of agony, then sprung to his feet to join Jones and Brandt in the assault.